stop and start it over again. How all this stuff works out. Good evening, folks. Today is the 10th of December 1969. Well, I taped you a tape yesterday, and I taped it on the right channel of a stereo recorder, and it didn't do very well. Well, it did very well on this stereo recorder, but when I put it on mine to check and see if it'd play, I've got both sides backwards. Nearly blew my mind. I'm not joking. So I decided that I would erase it and try it again. And Arvin Coleman owns this, this Sony stereo tape recorder. Said that if I did it on the left channel, then it would probably work all right on a mono recorder. So I'm going to try that. And then if it don't work, I guess I'll just have to tape on my little recorder. It doesn't sound as good as a stereo. Voice sounds more like a voice. Right now, the music, if you hear any, will be in the background. Is my FM tuner amplifier. My amplifier gets its power through the tape recorder here. I can turn it off, but I sort of like to listen to a little racket going on. Well, yesterday I had the whole day off. I've been telling the lieutenant down there that the workload was getting me down. I'm going to have some time off, and he wouldn't give me any. So I went yesterday morning down and went on sick call. They put me on quarters, gave me a bunch of medicine, made me hire a kite. And I slept all day yesterday, practically. I went to sleep about 9:30 and slept about 1:30. And I got up and defrosted my ice box. And then I slept from about 4 and about 6, went down and checked my mail. Whew! And I went back to bed about 10:30, 11 last night, slept till 6 this morning. Felt pretty good. Still a little bit tired and everything. But I think I'll make it all right. Oh, I've been having a lot of trouble with, you know, like I told you in my letter about people. I want to put out sorry ships. Well, today is, you could say Wednesday. Well, Monday night, hold it. No, Tuesday night. No, Sunday night. I worked all night, you know. All night. Went to work Sunday morning at 6 and got off Monday morning at 7. So I put in quite a few hours there. And I had an aircraft to pre-flight. I went to bed at 8 and slept at 12. And on my pre-flight, I found a damaged engine had to be replaced and a friction mount for the transmission. Had to remove the transmission and a fuel cell to install this mount. This aircraft was supposedly good enough to go out and fly. And they haven't tested on it yet. It's ready to test fly now. They've got it put back together finally. But it's been 3 days late getting out. People don't like me too much, but except... I mean, say people. People in maintenance don't like me too much for this kind of stuff because hurts their availability and stuff like this. Well, like I tell them, availability means nothing to me. To them, availability is everything. It means how many, what percent of the total number of aircraft you have that are flyable. With this engine, it could have gone bad. What they had to do was tear the engine down and replace some of the blades in the compressors. And so the turbine engine has compressors that compress the air, you know. And then they're going to use the engine in another aircraft, but we was in a hurry to get it out. Then yesterday, like I said, I was in bed all day. Lieutenant had not given me a day off, a half a day off in 3 weeks, and I told him I was going to have some time off. He wouldn't go for it. So I showed him, by gosh, and I went down and told the doc that I was going to have some rest one way or another. For 4.5 months down there, I had not had 24 hours off for myself. And that's true. I've been down there. I get a half a day off. Get off one night about 8 or 9 o'clock and go back at 1 o'clock the next afternoon. True, that sounds like quite a bit of time off, but I tell you, when you work 18, 20 hours for 4 months straight, it's not much time off. I've had to quite a few run-ins with people down there about my quality of workmanship. They can't say nothing bad against it, but they say that I'm nitpicky. I am, especially if somebody comes out there and gives me a rough time. They come out there and start pushing me to get this aircraft off. Say I start initial at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, I mean, a pre-flight, 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I usually can finish it by 5 or 6, and by 9 or 10 o'clock we can be flying the thing at night. But if they come out there and raise Cain about me hurrying up, I'll take 5 hours or be busted before I let it go. And I'll sit there and write up any and everything that I can think of. And as long as I'm in a book, it's a legal gig. And I'll make darn certain it don't go out that night if they rush me. If they leave me alone, I'll get it out. I'm just that kind of stubborn. And they know it. But there's nothing they can do about it. I won't release it in an aircraft. I won't put my name on it unless I'm satisfied with it. Of course, I'm not saying I'm the best one down there. I will say that I'm more critical than anyone, that I want my aircraft in the best shape that goes out. I mean small things like clamps and wires and just general appearance. I'm more nitpicky than anyone else is. And it's caused a little bit of trouble for some of the teams. For instance, avionics gigs. No one ever heard of a bad avionics problem or anything in one of these aircraft until I came down there. Shoot fire. Hold us up. Well, I thought we had some visitors, but we didn't. Like I say, I started pulling cannon plugs off of radios and finding dirt and sand and grease and stuff in the cannon plugs along in the radios. Where the cannon plug's gone, or that's where you get the powering, where the radio works, so to speak. The power goes in, and amplification, and voice comes out the same plug, you know. But I started raising Cain about that. I raised Cain about a lot of things, and I'm making headway down there. And a lot of crew chiefs give me some good comments about some of my ships I put out. And, like the kid that did the initial on the final is a TI, or tech inspector, technical inspector. The night I worked till 7 o'clock in the morning, he worked until 3 the same morning doing a final on his aircraft. The TI, he goes over it even in more detail than I do. He goes on the inside of a few panels that I don't never see. But most all the aircraft I check pretty closely. I go out there and look at them time to time. He give it an initial, which only thing done to the aircraft, there's a certain amount that's supposed to be done on the PE or PMP, preventive maintenance periodic. There's so much that's supposed to be done. Like they pull out a lot of the panels and they wash the aircraft. And the team leader checks stuff and he fixes what he finds. I've still got a cold. And then the TI comes out there and he checks it on his initial. They work off all those gigs. And then before they put the aircraft back together, he goes out and does a final on it. He finds anything, then they have to work that off before they put it together. And then they put it together. After they get the aircraft put together, they leave some of the panels loose. I give a pre-flight on it. It's not the same pre-flight I would do if I was going out and just flying an aircraft. I check flight controls, everything. Everything I can think of, I check. And I usually find as many or more... excuse me. I usually find as many or more gigs on my final, on my pre-flight, than they do on their final or initial. I believe in quality. Quantity don't mean a hoot to me. Quality, quality, quality. I'm quality control officer. I have to believe in quality. I believe in quality since I've been there. But I've had a lot of people, you know, give me trouble about it. And then, we had a couple of ships go down. We had Charlie Model went down yesterday. I told you on this tape, but it was all messed up, so I'll tell you again anyway. Had a lot of trouble with the engine bleeding off, and we replaced everything except the engine. Fuel control, linkage, stuff. Checked it out. It was all right, except for the power. I hadn't been out of PE about a week or so. I didn't release the aircraft. The pilot that released it, he should have known the engine was going bad, but no one was hurt. All they did was pop chin bubbles out. On landing, no one was injured. And then whenever they, when they slung it out on the 129th, tied it down, rigged the slings for it, and the Chinook CH-47 hooked it out to Quinon, and the blade came undone on one of the tie downs on the blades came undone, and it beat the aircraft to death, so it has to be turned in. Otherwise, it could have been repaired, put chin bubbles in the engine, thoroughly checked for stresses, and cracks, and fatigue, been released for flying again. But that's the way it goes. Also, yesterday, I had a good buddy of mine, Gibner, received a 30 caliber round, so probably AK-47 or SK. Came underneath his seat, up through a floor panel, shot his throttle linkage into, well, there's two throttle linkages, one for the left side, one for the right side, so the right side was the only one they had, and it controlled the aircraft all right, and they brought it back. That radio's our left throttle linkage. So, that's all fixed, nearly, except some of the wiring, and they'll get that fixed hopefully today. But, we work like this all the time. We have 8 or 9 aircraft in PE now. We only have 5 teams. The team is a PMP or PE team. They do all the work on the PE. And the crew chief does a little bit. But the deal is we're getting too many commitments. Like tomorrow, we're supposed to have 17 slicks and a 4 gunship commitment. We have 21 slicks. And 5 gunships, 4 gunships flying now. We had 5. So, you see how it is. And they're flying anywhere from 7 to 10 hours a day. Within 2 or 3 weeks, the aircraft is back in PE. The teams are supposed to get a day or so off between ships, but they're not doing it. Battalion is giving us too much of a commitment. Our normal commitment is 12 and 4, and when we have 14, 15, 16, 17 and 4, I'm not joking, it's really rough. But that's life for you, it really is. I get tired and I don't give a rip whether anybody works or not. But when I go out there to fly that aircraft, is it not right? I don't put my name on it. Like the aircraft that I was supposed to test flight. Cheshire and Ward went out there to test flight, and I guess they're going to release it. I don't know. But I know one thing. It's in real good shape now as far as things wrong with the aircraft. I don't know. I'm just more critical than what it's called for. I guess I'd be a pretty good person in a plant, you know, that built them new. Be very critical, probably a pretty good test pilot there, I don't know. But a few things I'll let go that don't mean a whole lot. A few things I won't let go at all. Well, I went to Saigon, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, and had a pretty good time. I picked up the deputy commandant ship of 1st Brigade. We're 134th Aviation Company, we're under the 268th Battalion. They're under 17th Group, and that's under 1st Brigade. 1st Brigade has about 80 to 90% of all aircraft in Vietnam under its control. So you can figure about how many aircraft that is. And Deputy Commandant, I guess he's probably a 1 or 2 star general at least. Anyway, come back from Saigon, landed in the train for lunch, and an aircraft had shut down in front of me, a while shutting down, the blade still turning. If I'd hovered by it, I would have blown its blade into the tailbone, so I didn't. I hovered behind it and had to go in a pretty tight spot, so I done a couple of fancy pedal kicks and set it down right fast. Well, the major had already shut down the ship in front of me, and he jumped out and come stomping back there to my ship, and before he got there, he saw the, it used to be the deputy commandant's ship. We still had the emblems and everything on it. He done an about face and jumped back in his aircraft, and he didn't get out again. Tom Gula was with me. He laughed and thought it was real funny. I didn't know anything about it. You know, I didn't pay me no, make me any difference about that. But come Wheeler and Battalion, I was going to pull the same stunt in front of the battalion, but I thought I better not, because they knew the ship would be ours. And I might have gotten a little trouble, but group didn't know anything about that belonging to the 134th Aviation Company. They thought it was still Deputy Commandant of the 1st Brigade ship. Well, it looked like I'm about out of time here, so I think I'll switch this thing over here.